Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. Today's saying from my little book, Do It Now, is express your thoughts simply and clearly. You do want people to understand you, don't you? Then why impose on them the burden of editing for you? I have been amused sometimes because my life work has been to such a large extent writing. I've been amused the tendency of some people to, I should say many writers, to try to impress others by being as abstruse as they can. Somebody made a study of professors in universities and their tastes in their own field. And they had three magazines. One was very sophisticated and erudite and full of footnotes and labored arguments and so on. The next was more for the ordinarily intelligent person. And the third was written for the layman who didn't want to bother very much with the subject, just wanted to get a few little highlights. And so it was very simplified. You might say even much of their articles could be called, many of them could be called simplistic. And they asked in this survey, these different professors, what they thought of these different magazines. Well, all of them said, well, the most sophisticated one was the one they liked best because it was better researched, better thought out, and so on. Well, the joke of it was that sometimes there wasn't anything in those articles that didn't appear even in the most simple ones. It was merely clothed differently. So the researchers, to take this point a little bit further, took an article from the simplistic magazine and dressed it up without adding anything. It was just exactly the same information, but they dressed it up with long words and convoluted sentences, made it much more difficult to read. And then they asked these professors again, which of these two articles did they like best? And the professors unanimously said that they preferred the sophisticated one. Why? Well, it was better thought out, better researched, better reasoned, and so on. Well, this kind of result, I have to admit, is a little discouraging for a writer like me who does his best to make things simple. My feeling is that a person hasn't really understood a thought until he can make it simple. There was some great writer, I don't remember who it was, it may have been O. Henry, or it was an American writer, and he used to take whatever he wrote to his father, who was not an educated man, and ask him to read it. And the father would critique it. And what often happened was that the father would say, I don't understand it. And the son had a lot of respect for his father's common sense, so he said, well, what it means is so-and-so, and he'd explain it again in other words that his father might understand. And the father said, well, then why didn't you say so? And this author found that invariably that critique helped him enormously in his writings. I've had to go over a piece of writing of mine sometimes as much as 50 times before I was satisfied that I'd said it as well as I could, as clearly as I could, as simply as I could, as attractively as I could, make it fun to read, make the vibrations such that you can absorb it without feeling that you're fighting, that the rhythm of the sentences is fighting your own rhythms. All of these things are important. So what we need to do is realize that The important thing is not impressing other people. I used to do this in the beginning. I would try to use long words because I thought, now people will think I have a good education and so on. Well, then I stopped and thought, well, I do have an education, and whether they know it or not doesn't matter. I need to state it in such a way that they can understand it. I'm not trying to impress them with me. I'm trying to make it clear to them. And whenever, this is one thing I like to do, and you may find it helpful if you're a writer, read what I do to other people. And if I see puzzled frowns, then I know I'm not quite saying it. I'm not quite getting it across. And so I try to restate it. This kind of thing does take work. But after all, when you communicate, as I say in this saying from Do It Now, you do want people to understand you, surely. Well, I'm not sure. I hope. But I know, for example, there was some person who, he was writing a book on astrology. He was a well-known writer. I'm not going to mention his name. But I've always loved, and I wish I could find it so I could read it to you, but perhaps it wouldn't be fair to him, a paragraph of his that is so abstruse that after sitting and analyzing it again and again, I still don't really know what he's talking about. Well, if you're trying to express yourself not to impress, but to communicate, then, as I say here, why impose on other people the burden of editing for you? An editor's job and a writer's job is to make the reader's job easy. He has to put it in such a way that you've read books where because perhaps you're not a professional editor or writer, maybe you don't really know, but you do somehow realize that it's not getting through to you, and you find yourself saying, well, I guess I'm a little tired tonight. I'll read it tomorrow when I have a fresh mind. That's one indication that that the author has not done your work for you. You shouldn't be asked to do that kind of work. Once he's done his work, it should reach you as something that you say, oh, of course, or yes, I understand, whether you agree or not, but at least you know what he's talking about. Well, one example of what I'm talking about here is to be found in philosophy. And so many people, you've read probably different expressions about the importance of being more universal in our consciousness, not being too narrow, not allowing ourselves to feel that our own point of view is the only right one, that our own definitions are the only right ones, and so on. I wrote a song many years ago, about 30 years ago. It's called More Boxes, No Thank You. And what I like about this song is its simplicity. You may say, well, it's a bit too simple. It certainly is simplistic in a way. But on the other hand, it's taking a pretty deep thought. That is to say, a thought that a lot of people will try to make look deep. And it puts it in such a simple way that you can smile with it and yet understand it immediately, too. So let me sing this little song for you and see if you don't like it. More Boxes, No Thank You. A sailor from England remarked to a foe, the reason we win is we pray as we go. But we pray as well and just look at our dead. Ah, oh, but we pray in English, the Englishman said. I, my, me, mine, I, my, me, mine. I, my, me, mine, I, my, me, mine. I, my, me, mine, I, my, me, mine. I, my, me, mine, I, me, mine. I, my, me, mine, I, my, me, mine. I, me, mine, mine, I, me, mine. I had a little box when my Lord made me, and in that little box I did put a tree, a pony, a teddy bear, a bright green sled, everything around me that my eyes did see. How can a little box ever hold a sled? A pony and a tree puzzles your poor head. It can't, of course, but in a tiny baby's mind, the mighty world becomes a little box instead. Well, as I grew older, my box grew too. Held airplanes and ships and a birch canoe, and school books, a foreign trip, and college proms. Good times and friends aplenty, yes, and also you. But somehow in this box would only fit one school, one family, one country, and one social rule, and certainly one church, for only my way's right, and anyone with other ways is just a fool. Well, so I used to think, but now I must confess, at judging fools I wasn't any great success. Truth somehow lived without me, though I called it mine. What box could hold the world? It's just preposterous. That was More Boxes, No Thank You. And if you're interested in these songs, which many of them are not on CDs and cassettes in the stores, you can always inquire about it by phoning an 800 number, 424-1055. That's 424-1055. And the thought here, of course, is that the partial view that we create for ourselves of the universe is not a view rooted in truth. The broader the understanding, the deeper and broader also the truth. So let me read to you once more this saying from Do It Now. Express your thoughts simply and clearly. You do want people to understand you, don't you? Then why impose on them the burden of editing for you? Joy to you, friends. ¶¶